Well, this time of year not only brings lovely weather, it brings our winged friends, termites. And Glenn in Arizona is dealing with them right now. Tell us about it.
I've got a problem that's been bugging me.
All right.
We had to cut some oak trees down. They had some disease and such, and I decided to cut them into one-inch boards to make some 10 or 12 gun cabinets out of. And then I stacked them away inside on a gravel floor, and I put treated 2x4s under them. And a year or so later, I'm looking at them, and they've had termites get up in there.
Well, what you need to do is you need to treat that area. If you want to use that to store the wood, then I would treat the soil underneath. And the way to do that today is with an undetectable termiticide. There are a couple of different manufacturers that make these products. They have to be professionally applied. But the way they work is pretty sneaky. Once they put the termiticide in the soil, the termites don't know it's there. So they go through this on the way back to the nest, because termites live deep into the soil and they return to the soil for water. Then they come back up into the house, or in your case, the shed, to feed on that nice new oak that you have there. Then they go back for water. So as they pass through the chemical and they take it back to their nest, it totally wipes out all the termites. So if you're going to use this for wood storage, I think it would definitely be worth your while. And while you're at it, make sure that you have the insect guys check the house, because you may be having termite problems there, and it's a good idea to have it inspected.
Great advice.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.